should be no fine. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Former President Trump just posted that on Truth Social today. He's on deadline to post a bond to appeal what he calls a fake and ridiculous ruling. And in a civil fraud case in New York, more than $450 million is what that bond would be worth. Attorney General Letitia James is waiting.
She could freeze the former president's bank and brokerage accounts, collect rents from Trump's tenants, and initiate proceedings to seize some of Trump's New York properties. The former president, though, has his own legal avenues. He can appeal to higher courts. He can sell properties to raise funds and seek financial assistance from wealthy supporters.
Fox's Eric Schaun outside a court in New York City where the former president is expected to be soon in a criminal case.
The hush money trial against former President Trump was supposed to begin today, but new evidence has meant that he is due instead to attend a hearing where his attorneys are expected to ask for another postponement. He has pleaded not guilty to charges of falsifying business records prosecutors say was part of an effort to keep adult film star Stormy Daniels from going public in the run-up to the 2016 presidential election.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Boeing is going to get a new pilot.
Boeing CEO David Calhoun is stepping down, though he will remain in his leadership role until the end of the year. Calhoun says he needs to complete the critical work underway to stabilize and position the company for the future. In a letter to employees, Calhoun says it's been the greatest privilege of his life to serve Boeing.
Fox's Denny Cassola. This after Boeing failed some FAA audits while under investigation over issues with planes, including the one with a door plug blowout on an Alaska Airlines flight in January. Days after the terror attack, ISIS carried out in Russia, killing more than 130 people. Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox he's worried terrorists could be part of the surge of migrants crossing into the U.S. illegally.
Really high probability that at least four are members of an organization like this.
Four suspects in that Friday attack went to court in Russia. One was in a wheelchair. All appear to have been beaten. America's listening to Fox News.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Federal authorities are now pressuring banks to spy on the transactions of conservatives. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is yet another reason why you need a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Secure your IRA or 401k right now. Text SHELTER to 989898 to request your free info kit right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
The U.S. says a Russian claim that Ukraine was involved in the plot to carry out that deadly terror attack at a concert hall Friday is not true. As Russia again launches missiles at Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, injuring at least seven people today.
A city official says two ballistic missiles were launched from occupied Crimea, but both were intercepted, their debris causing casualties. Posting on X, formerly Twitter, the Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says it's a reminder his country urgently needs U.S.-made Patriot air defense systems. The U.S. ambassador to Ukraine agreeing there's not a moment to lose when it comes to providing Ukraine with assistance. Bridget Brink alleges Russia's been using hypersonic missiles. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Now here in the U.S., maybe spring, of course, winter weather not done yet in parts of the country. People in upstate New York and northern New England digging out from a storm that dumped over a foot of snow over the weekend. And today
we have blizzard warnings in effect from Colorado up towards Iowa. That means not only heavy snow, but blowing snow, making travel impossible in some of these areas with wind gusts in excess of 30 to 40 miles per hour. And that's going to continue to ramp up.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean on Wall Street. Stocks could drop to start the week. Futures down modestly before the opening bell this hour. It's down to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. One of the top regional seeds barely made it.
And it is over. The Houston Cougars survived.
Houston outlasted Texas A&M in overtime on TNT to advance. Two other regional top seeds also moved on, Connecticut and Purdue. Clemson upset a three-seed Baylor. Alabama, Duke, Marquette, and San Diego State also won. In the women's tournament, top seeds South Carolina and Texas advanced to the Sweet 16, along with Duke and Stanford, Baylor, Colorado, LSU, and Oregon State. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. A 24-year-old woman recovering at the hospital after she was shot attending a house party in Champaign Friday night. Officials with Champaign police say that it happened on Hickory Street near the intersection of Bellefontaine. The initial investigation indicates the woman attending the party when a single shot fired. Champaign School Board met to discuss the recent resignations of two of its board members. They say the two vacancies must be filled by May, and the application information for candidates will be posted soon. Former Vice President Jamar Brown resigned earlier this month. Board member Mark T. submitted his resignation last week. Unemployment claims fell last week in Illinois by more than 500 over the previous week. Last week, new jobless claims fell to a little more than 7,500, compared with more than 8,100 the previous week. Nationally, claims for unemployment fell to 210,000. That's down 2,000. That's from the week before. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Yes, I'm still enjoying the picture of Brad Underwood in his goggles, because he had a super soaker, Greg, and he took into the locker room with all kinds of, it's all water, but it's just funnier than heck to see Brad Underwood with a super soaker. You're just not going to see a 60-year-old man who would carry a super soaker very often. It's just fun. I think that's the key.
Well, you know, if I had one at my disposal, I'm 2 years on the north side of that, I'd use it.
Yeah, no, I mean, and I don't know if you've seen some of the new super soakers, but they're the real deal, man. They can do a lot.
Yeah. They'll put a little hurt on you, too.
It's weather brought to you by Watts Coffee Systems. They offer cost-efficient solutions for busy offices. If you're interested in a free evaluation, call them at 217-352-0428. Also brought to you by Kurt Lenschow. He's at State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Well, our meteorologist Greg Solier for Easter week. Gonna have some wind and
wind today and tomorrow, I guess, huh? Even up to 50 mile an hour?
Yeah, 50, maybe even 55 if you were to put a couple of colored pencils well sharpened and a divider on the old pressure gradient and the isobar. So, yeah, in some of our open rural areas, I'm sure a well-greased wind fan, anemometer, wind vane, whatever you have out there on the back 40 will get something pretty good out there. And we're already running and huffing and puffing pretty good with not only temperatures, 57 at Willard and Savoy, 55 at Rantoul. These are about 4 or 5 above and a typical afternoon. Noon around here for a March 25. 56 at Danville. We've got that wind gusting 36 miles per hour over at Willard and Savoy currently. 25 on our gust at Rantoul. 55 at Arthur right now. Charleston, Mattoon, 56 degrees. They're close to 60 at St. Louis. Where? From St. Louis up to Bloomington and to about maybe a place called maybe Naperville, Illinois, the west areas of Chicago. Some shower activity breaking out. Wouldn't be surprised to get a couple of drops of rain here for this morning. The wind and wind advisory till officially midnight tonight, but I think that's going to probably have to get realigned or extended around here, at least by our estimates. 50 to 55 on the gust and a high temperature for the day today. More like April around these parts. We'll likely see readings somewhere top out at around 65. Down tonight with showers, a couple of thunderstorms to 54. That south-southwesterly wind, or at least the south-southeast wind shifting southwest. Let's get the meteorology right here. Still hitting for about 45 to 55 mile per hour gust tonight and up to 45 miles per hour, at least through tomorrow morning as it becomes more southwest to west. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow morning, sprinkle in the afternoon. Winds will fade tomorrow night. We turn colder, but not bitter. 31, partly sunny, 47 on Wednesday, 55 on Thursday, 64 on Good Friday, into the 60s for the Easter holiday weekend. What's left of it, there may be a little rain at times, not a complete washout. Back into a wetter weather pattern for Monday next week. If you are going out east towards Boston, there's a system coming up the eastern seaboard. May start its rain, shift over to snow between late Thursday night, more likely during Friday. Keep an eye on that, what they call nor'easter in that particular part of the country. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solger.
It is 8:09. One of my favorite guests of all time, my daughter Grace, in Cincinnati this morning. Grace, hey, you what? Hey.
Hi, good morning.
Randy Schmidt-Pierce, who you work with at the Living Alternatives Banquet this last, whenever that was.
Mercy's Refuge.
Mm-hmm. Is that December?
Pregnancy Resource Center.
Is that December?
It was a few months ago.
I have no idea.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, she wrote a nice little piece on Facebook, and it says, soaking in the sunshine and an afternoon cup of coffee to warm up while taking in some wisdom from this beautiful woman. I had the privilege of working with Grace Khachaturian last fall as the MC for the Living Alternatives Banquet, and now I'm getting to experience more of her story If you haven't picked up a coffee of It's Okay, you finding peace in unexpected places, you can get one on Amazon. Isn't that nice?
Nice.
So nice. Did I send that to you, Grace? I don't think I did. Anyway, nice.
No, but I loved working with her, and she's such a gem of a human. That's so sweet. I'm honestly so taken back by the kindness of people in this. And, she's a gem of a human. So that was just so kind for her to go out of her way and do that.
And as local fans of you as an author now, we have different places where we can catch you and get the book signed, right?
You have a big book signing coming up, right?
Yeah, that's right. April 7th at Yo-Yo's, which if you've kind of kept up with our story, you know that we keep going back to Yo-Yo's. We love Yo-Yo's. But it's there in Mahomet from 1 to 3 p.m. It's a come and go. It's just going to be like a gathering where we can chat about the book. They can get a copy of the book. There's going to be a little bit of a tour around Yo-Yo's where people can understand different parts of the book, why I wrote this book, my heart behind it, as well as, of course, there's going to be a signing and lots of sweet treats. But if anyone would love to come gather, chat about the book, talk about maybe something they resonated with in the book, that's something I'd absolutely invite people to April 7th. From 1 to 3 p.m. there at Yo-Yo's.
Week from Sunday, 1 to 3, yeah. Yo-Yo's in Mahomet.
Okay.
And she'll do all that she just said about talking about the book. I think people, I'm hearing from people that say that, I guess they were surprised that somebody like you, who seemingly has it all, mm-hmm. have the same struggles we all do, and you put it in the perspective mm-hmm. of God's purpose?
Yeah. I was just talking to a friend about this last night. I think a lot of the time we only show the highlight reel of our lives and we only talk about the highlight reel of our lives. And when someone asks you, how are you? Our go-to answer is like, good, how are you? And it's usually a pretty quick comeback. But if we were to just allow ourselves 30 extra seconds to answer that with a little bit more sincerity of heart of where we're actually at, I think that could be a ripple effect of change of being real. But yeah, I put on pants the same way everyone else does, and I've gone through life, the ups and downs, and experienced the weight of the valleys. But I really do believe we're meant and built for the valleys, and those are the places that we're becoming who we're created to be. And the mountaintops are just meant to be those moments of inspiration to get us through. But there's this quote that I love that I will always share, but it's by Morgan Harper Nichols, and it's, tell the story of the mountain you've climbed. It could become a page in someone else's survival guide. And I just believe that. I believe that what we've gone through in this book, I have not tried to conceal any of the details of the hardships or the struggles, because I believe those are the exact words and phrases that will go maybe in someone else's survival guide. If I were to hide the hard stuff or the details of the hard stuff, then I could be missing out on the opportunity to offer some words, phrases, paragraphs, or pages to someone else's. And I know that I've gone through and woken up on mornings where it seems like my survival guide had a blank page, and I didn't really know how I was going to make it through those moments, whether it be, honestly, like the Miss America experience, mm-hmm. or just showing up for your first day of work in a new job that you don't know if, like, you made the right choice, or just a day-to-day that... or a breakup. I mean, it doesn't have to be these crazy experiences that maybe not a lot of people have experienced. I think it happens in our day-to-day. And it's just learning to posture ourselves in a way that this is exactly the season and the experience that will make and shape us into who God created us to be. But also on looking back on those experiences, knowing that if we're willing to talk about them, vulnerability invites vulnerability, and every single one of us has that to offer, and it's the most powerful thing that we have to offer, because our story is unique and could add pages to someone else's survival guide.
I mean, might be looking at it. Were there words or stories you were hesitant to put on paper?
Yes. It's so funny. I was just sharing this the other day. The day after my book release, like the morning after, I was on my way to the gym with my mom, and I had this like panic in the car. I was like, did I just say too much? Like, did I just put way too much of the details? Like, I really seriously put my heart between two covers, and I didn't, you know, you write it, and then you go back through, and you're like, oh, I might take that out later, or I might take take that out later, take that sentence out, maybe take out some of these details, and you know what? I didn't do that part. So that's the scary part, is it is a tell-all of my heart, and that's why it's scary at points, but I really do believe that the Lord has the power to change words to make them fit exactly what someone needs to hear when they sit down and cozy up with the book, because he just has authority over that and supernatural ability to just meet people where they're at in this book, and all I had to offer was the vulnerability that I was willing to give these words, and maybe if the Lord's willing, he'll use it as a vessel to maybe reach people.
I think people are they're connecting with it because they relate to the stories, and they're going, man, that I was angry about that for 20 years and I shouldn't, that kind of thing.
Right.
And they're going back saying, man, that happened to me. And I'm finding people of all ages, men, women, everything. It's a connective, very cool thing that they're connecting with your stories.
Yeah, that's such an honor. But it does show that, like, we are all human. Like, we all have different life experiences, and I think sometimes it's easy for our feet to leave the floor when we have maybe unique experiences that are cool. But when you let yourself stay grounded and rooted and realize that the person next to you might be going through the same thing, I think that empowers us to just realize that, like, what if we just talked about it? Like, what if we are willing to just share our own stories? I know a lot of... one chapter in the book talks a lot about, like, offenses and how every single day, you know, hundreds of offenses are going to be laid at our feet, and we get to decide which ones we pick up and carry.
Okay.
But we also get to decide if we're going to speak over that offense and say, you know what, well, my feelings may not allow for, the blood of Jesus surely covers it, that's too heavy to carry today, I'm going to move on.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just so many little nuggets, I think, throughout the book that people can take and maybe just jot down to remember on the day-to-day, but that's one that I have to remind myself all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm preaching to the choir sometimes, but I think I could take my own advice, and I think that book almost is my survival guide in writing between two covers.
Well, and when it comes to mental health, I mean, we could all use some tips and encouragement in that area with the young people and body imaging things that you faced when you were Miss Illinois in 2018,
yeah.
Grace.
Yeah, absolutely. Mental health is such a huge topic. And I think whether it be in the workplace or at school, I think there's this hesitance to talk about it. But I've heard it said that the places and the areas that we feel the most resistance to speak into or talk about something, that is the place where it has the most potential impact. So I think if you're feeling a resistance to talk about something, I think that is exactly pinpoint and clue that it needs to be talked about. But the more that we are hesitant to talk about it in spaces like our workplace or at school, like, that's just building the stigma around it and making it harder for everyone else who's going through the same thing. But if we're willing to talk about it, that not only will save probably yourself in a lot of ways, but so many others. And it's urgent that we talk about mental health now. I mean, especially for our youth, this is a topic that will only fester and grow if it's not addressed. And it's alarming the rates that it's growing in. But especially in the workplace, I think people would just be so amazed at the fact that people are still people in a workplace. And if you decide to talk about that in a workplace, know what you're disclosing, know why you're disclosing it, but also know that the person you're saying it to might be going through the same thing, and this could be a door for impact, even as an employee. So I think that there's so many opportunities for people to normalize this conversation, because we've probably all been there at some point.
I think we just are all wanting people to care about what we're doing and feel like we matter, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That is the whole point, is like for each and every person to realize and truly believe that their story matters, that what they're going through matters, and it might be a part of their season right now, but it doesn't define their story. But I do think it's meant to be talked about, absolutely.
And hard to understand, particularly the 15 to 24-year-old girl, woman, the pressures on them with social medias and all the things to be what you're supposed to be and weigh 105 pounds all your life. I mean, it just, I think it's probably more exasperating for girls and women, isn't it? Just the pressure.
I mean, I talk about this in great detail in my book, very specific experiences that led to just a really hard mental space for me when it came to looking in the mirror in my own body image. But it took a lot of, I feel like, healing from not only the Lord and talking about it and support from family, but it took years. It took years and years to heal that. And I think it's still even a work in progress but it's, the world is hard on people, but it's really hard on women because people take the standards that are set by things like social media and a highlight reel and very filtered images, and then they create that as their standard in their everyday life. And then it's like you'll never measure up if that's your standard because it's an impossible, non-existent standard. Mm-hmm. But it's hard on women these days. It's hard on young women. And I don't think things like TikTok or Instagram or a constant platform for comparison is helpful to that. Right. But those individuals who are consumers of that need to be aware of that when engaging in it. And also a challenge in that is, can we be more contributors than consumers? Because that could flip the switch, and maybe that could allow you to use that space to speak and use it as a platform to talk about maybe things that you struggle with and create it more as a safe space for people in the same boat.
Yes, I'm very proud of her. Heck, unbelievable.
Why not?
She's taken so much
after. Me too.
She's taken so much after her mother. Man, she's so talented. No, it's awesome stuff, and you're helping people, which has to feel really, really good. People can come meet you April 7, 1 to 3 at Yo-Yo's in Muhammad.
Uh-huh.
Obviously a free event, but you can come out and books will be available.
Yep.
You can sign them and everything.
Get your book and get it signed. Yeah, Grace Ketchateria, nicely done.
Well done. Proud
Thank
of you, sweetie.
You.
Good work on the Tapman's Toy and Phone Line, Grace Ketchateria. It's Okay is her book. Finding Peace in Unexpected Places, available Yo-Yo's on April 7, or you can get it on Amazon as well if you want to get it. Okay, honey. Love you. Good work. Thanks for being
love
on this
you.
Morning.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being
Thank
on.
You.
We'll talk soon. Thank you.
ESPN 93.5.
Busey's Money Manager, part of the online and mobile e-banking platform, is a powerful tool that allows you to visualize and better understand your finances through a variety of features, such as cash flow. Money Manager provides a visualization of where your money goes. You might want to know. You might not want to know.
Get the pie chart with how many restaurants you visited or, where is the money going?
And what you'll probably say is, no, I didn't.
Right.
The mobile-friendly interactive spending wheel shows spending by percentage. Total amount is designated categories over a 1 week to 6 month view. That'll give you a good picture. Create a customized budget. A variety of customizable views means your budget is easy to create. Track your net worth, what you got, what you owe. At Busey, they're proud to offer convenient digital banking platforms that enhance their customers' user experience. Visit Busey.com to get started today. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Boeing shares are higher after this morning's announcement that Boeing CEO David Calhoun is stepping down, though he will remain in his leadership role until the end of the year. Calhoun says he needs to complete the critical work underway to stabilize and position the company for the future. In a letter to employees, Calhoun says it's been the greatest privilege of his life to serve Boeing. Swedish tech giant Ericsson is cutting 1,200 jobs in Sweden. It sees a challenging mobile networks market this year and says its customers remain cautious. Nissan is planning 30 new models, and more than half of them will be electric cars. They will be rolling out in the next 3 years. Nissan says within 6 years, electric vehicles and internal combustion cars will cost about the same. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Interesting people are talking to Will Cain.
I said, what do I call you? I call you Dwayne. I call you The Rock. He said, now that I own it, I can call
now
you The Rock.
Yes, I own it now. You can call me The Rock.
Our next guest needs no introduction. It is Dr. Jordan Peterson, my old friend and frenemy, Stephen A. Smith.
What is going on here? I see the Will Cain show in the background. I see the microphone.
Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday on FoxNews.com. And get the podcast 5 days a week at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Invest in yourself and your money with a free rewards checking account from Fisher National Bank. Instead of losing a little each month in service fees and charges, wouldn't it be nice to earn on your money? Switch to Fisher National, where we offer 2.02 annual percentage yield on balances up to $20,000. No service fees or minimum balance required. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, agree to receive your statements electronically, and have at least one direct deposit in a monthly cycle to qualify. It's as easy as that. If an excellent APY alone wasn't enough, our free rewards checking also includes ATM fee refunds up to $20 and access to Reward Saver, which increases your earnings potential with 4.07% APY on balances up to $20,000. When you're ready to maximize your money, look to Fisher National, a bank ready to make the investment in you. See monthly requirements at any branch or visit fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank. Exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
All right. It is 8:26. I am Stevie J. There's Diane Ducey.
Good morning. Go Illini.
We are still fired up for Illinois making the Sweet 16, first time since 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, let's just keep doing this because it's so fun.
Yes, please.
And yet, Bill Self was under a little criticism for his post-game comments. Here's what he said. He said, essentially, I've been thinking about next season for the last month. Oh, you weren't focused on this. Oh, well, they've had injuries. They've had a rough season, relatively speaking, for a Kansas team.
Right.
But also what basketball has done to these coaches is they're working the portal.
Yeah.
Now.
And the portal opened up, you know, right at the beginning of the postseason.
Why would you have the portal open the same time these coaches that have these really good programs, now they have to work on the portal during this?
Wait till April 15th.
Wait till the season's over.
Right.
What's the rush?
Yes.
I know that most teams aren't in it. There are 330 teams or whatever.
Okay.
But still, the top teams want to stay the top teams.
Yes.
And so to have them have to figure out the portal as of Monday of the first week of the NCAA tournament seems a little off.
God.
So anyway, Brad said, we're doing it now. He said, Brad Underwood said, we're doing this now. I mean, now. Because, you know, we've heard this guy from Mercer, 6'6", three-point shooting guy.
Yep.
He might be interested in Illinois.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm thinking about this and saying, well, a lot of people are interested in Illinois. I'm a high-profile program. Brad has this to the point of real relevancy again.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are a lot of kids that want to come to Illinois. We're the winningest program in the Big Ten in the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, they would want to come here. So then you go, what's he like? How's he treat his parents?
Right. I mean, you got to have the character aspect of will he be a good fit into our team?
He has to fit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same for all teams.
Yes.
You get one bad fella and it really can mess you up. Bad woman, bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it'll really mess the chemistry up because this guy's causing ripples.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to say, okay, these guys are going to be perfect and they're going to hang out and play Mario Kart. We don't know. And so this team does.
Yeah.
The 05 team did. The 89 team did.
That's just, it.
But you can't flip that switch.
I know.
Guys get along or they don't necessarily get along, but you're kind of stuck with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, you can just kind of sense a feel of fun with this team. And so we don't want this to end.
Right. We like the Brett Underwood that goes into the locker room after the game with the super soaker and goggles on.
Has this not been a different Brett Underwood?
I know.
Mean, you know, last year when he was exasperated by some of the elements of our team, he'd come out and sit on the bench during halftime.
Sit there during halftime? Fuming so much, I don't even want to speak to the guys.
But that's why I posed, I thought, a very relevant question. Brad, why would you ever draft a 18-year-old again?
Right.
Get the
experience.
Program building, I get it. And I like Hansberry. But again, you don't want to trust them as starters. And yeah, we have a big-time starter coming in. We think he'll start, but he'll still be 18.
Mm-hmm.
And don't you like Marcus Damask? And don't you like Quincy Guerrier, who's a father and has a beautiful mother, and they've got the beautiful baby.
Exactly.
It's just a different level of maturity. And Coleman Hawkins, who, by the way, could come back. Now, I know he's not. He absolutely is not. But so, he could. He's eligible for one more year.
That's right. Well, Thursday in Boston, it's a 9:09 tip against Iowa State. Go Illini.
Okay, we'll get to that coming up more in a moment. 217-359-2255 on the Fisher National Bank text line. By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience, several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump's in court in New York City this morning for a hearing about his criminal trial there.
His attorneys are expected to ask for another postponement. He has pleaded not guilty to charges of falsifying business records prosecutors say was part of an effort to keep adult film star Stormy Daniels from going public in the run-up to the 2016 presidential election.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Four men accused in the mass shooting and arson at a concert in Moscow, Russia, killing at least 137 people, appear in court looking like they've been beaten in custody.
The men are aged between 19 and 32, all identified in Russian media as citizens of Tajikistan. ISIS has claimed responsibility for what was the deadliest attack on Russian soil in years. Today's been declared a national day of mourning.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Boeing CEO says he'll step down at the end of the year. The company's dealing with safety and quality concerns. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. An Illinois House committee approving Governor Pritzker's massive health insurance reform proposal. Among other features, that proposal would make Illinois the first state in the country to ban prior authorization for inpatient adult and children's mental health care. Supporters say it would also prohibit step therapy, in which insurance companies push patients to accept less effective drug treatments. Lawmakers in Springfield discussing two proposals that would provide parents with tax credits for child care. One would give parents a state tax credit equaling 25% of the federal child care tax credit for every child under 13. Another, giving parents who have children between the ages of 3 and 5 tax credits for preschool. Illinois Community College Board calculating a 5.1% increase in total enrollment for the statewide system in their spring enrollment report. That makes it the third largest headcount increase to the state's community college system in the last 15 years. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Ann vicinity off and running on an active one and increasingly moisture-laden with primarily widespread rain shower thunderstorm activity to contend with over the next 24 hours or so. Plenty of wind as well. Nice uptick to spring levels on temperatures, back to more realistic levels, if perhaps a bit cooler than that, by the middle parts of the week. Another recovery towards Easter holiday weekend and ramping up in the moisture department again early next week as well. Up to 65 with a couple of showers breaking out in spots this morning, more so this afternoon. South wind gusting to 45 miles per hour both today, tonight, as well as tomorrow. Lows tonight down to 54. Showers and thunderstorms for the day tomorrow. Some shower activity in the morning. Windy and cooler for the afternoon, around 61 and falling temperatures. Partly sunny, colder, 47 on Wednesday. Thursday up to 55, though, 64 on Good Friday. And over the Easter holiday weekend, there may be a touch of rain. Highs near 67 on Saturday. Lower 60s for Easter Sunday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Every month we honor law enforcement because they deserve it. A 7-year guy, 8 years in Florida, 15 total. He's now with the Champaign Police Department, presently serves as a sergeant in the patrol division, Sergeant Austin Massey. Why did you get into this business?
Ever since I was really young, I was raised to respect law enforcement and appreciate that they are in their position to help us and be ready to assist at your worst time. Growing up, seeing the law enforcement in the community out there helping, just really something I wanted to do and be there to help people on their worst day, help make their lives a little better.
How do you approach each day?
You never know what you're going to get. Coming into work, you never know. It could be a nice, calm day, nothing going on. I can just take care of paperwork and get everyone squared away. But then the wheels can fall off and we can go call to call to call. It's almost instinct.
Relax. Call back 217-359-7293.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana.
Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
As Tapman's Towing celebrates 50 years of serving Central Illinois, we're always seeking good people to serve our great customers. Our team of expert tow professionals would like to interview others with CDLs, previous tow experience, or a strong interest in serving others. If you enjoy serving people, love working in the outdoors, and looking for a career, not just a job, we should talk soon. Do you have a strong desire but lack the experience? We should still talk. Visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes.
And I'm Luke Goody from your men's basketball team.
So, Luke, you're what, about 6'7"?
Yeah, why?
Because size matters in basketball and video.
I know it's easier to shoot over a smaller guy.
And it's easier to see every detail on the biggest screen. That's why we brought in Sony's 98-inch Bravia. Unbelievable TV for gaming and sports.
That's not taller than me, though, is it?
No, but it's 8 inches wider than you are high. It is large and in charge.
All right, so it's big. Does it lose something blown up that size?
Nope. The Sony Cognitive Processor delivers wide dynamic contrast, billions of natural colors, and high peak brightness all the way to the corners over 8 feet apart.
So all that means is it's expensive, right?
$69.99 isn't cheap, but it's less than a good projector and screen, and it works in bright rooms.
So how much am I getting paid for this commercial again?
Well, not that much, Luke, but with your good credit, it's under $650 a month with 0%, including tax and installation by Good Vibes experts.
First Federal Savings Bank and Max Twin City Recycling and Luke Goody is coming on.
Max.
The Max Twin City Recycling. Yeah,
so, no, it's Dogtown Heating.
Dogtown.
First Federal and Max sponsor Luke Goody. And Luke, I've gotten word that he is slammed today.
Yes.
But he will call the boys tomorrow.
Okay.
4:05 tomorrow, Luke Goody.
So fun to hear that on the drive.
And these guys have never experienced this. Quincy Guerrier, I think was it Syracuse or Oregon that he actually got to a Sweet 16? So he's the only guy that's been around this. Brad Underwood's never made it.
That's right.
Close, I think, was Stephen F. Austin. And 1 year at Oklahoma State and then, of course, Illinois.
But this is
new experiences for everybody.
And when we were talking about the 2005 season and, you know, Augustine playing 8 minutes, Jack Ingram, you were bringing up all these memories.
Yeah.
People were texting in at 217-359-2255. During that segment, we had someone saying that Champaign's Holy Cross, the middle school bowling tournament went well, and talking about some of the star players. So that's really cool that there's bowling that's coming through, especially for some of the Holy Cross team members. Hunter Kay was brought up as a exceptional bowler during
this
experience.
We're doing that, Centennial's archery team did quite well at state too, but they remember Jefferson back when they started an archery team, how good they were. Mm-hmm. So this is, I think, the Centennial kids.
That's right. It's
older.
Kind of the ripple effect of all that. Yeah. I had also brought up being part of the hockey game with Champaign Fire Department and Champaign Police Department. Well, I left when the game was in the third period and it was tied up at 1. I'm hearing from Amber Oberheim with the Peacemaker Project 703, who brought on this event to raise money for the emergency shelter of the United Way, that the final score was Champaign Fire Department 3, Champaign Police Department 1.
Whoa. Well,
the firefighters came out strong.
All right. Well, fun fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How's your bracket? Everybody doing all right? I have 7 of my 8 final 8. I lost the Kentucky thing. You might have lost Baylor. Some people might have had Baylor in their final 8. But my final 8 are UConn, Illinois, North Carolina, Arizona, Houston, Kentucky, which was my miss.
Okay.
And Purdue and Tennessee. And essentially it's called chalk.
Yes.
I went with the favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And this year it seems to have worked out. I'd forgotten that last year's title game was UConn against San Diego State.
Oh, wow.
Is that right?
Is that right?
Could you look that up? Who
San
did
Diego
UConn
State
beat?
And UConn will be the game on Thursday at 6:39. So kind of a rematch of that.
But was that the final? I know UConn won it, but remember, it was San Diego State, and wasn't it Florida Atlantic was in there?
Right.
So I think San Diego State played Florida Atlantic, and UConn played somebody else, obviously, but I barely remember last year's national champion. The last team to repeat was Florida in like 06, 07, or 07, 08. But it's hard to win 2 in a row, which is what Coach Hurley's trying to do, Danny Hurley. Bobby Hurley, his brother, I think, is also a coach, played for this Duke teams. But Danny Hurley has UConn, which looked pretty invincible. And Northwestern, by the way, didn't look anything like I saw this year.
That's right.
They just got taken out of their game early.
So San Diego State did beat Florida Atlantic in the Final Four, 72-71.
So they did play
UConn. And UConn beat Miami, Florida, 72-59, setting up the final contest of San Diego State and UConn.
I wonder what the final was. Did they get smoked?
Right.
I don't know. Anyway, UConn and San Diego State's a repeat. Sam, thank you. That's a good tip, and I'd forgotten that. So we have the...
UConn ended up beating San Diego State 76-59 on April 3rd, 2023.
Can San Diego State pay him back? Remember the whole backstory. Brian Dutcher is the coach at San Diego State. He was on Lou Henson's bench in Champaign for a year or two as a grad assistant. As Brian Dutcher... Coach Dutcher at Minnesota and Lou were really good friends. And I think Lou Henson Jr., who passed away tragically in a car accident, had also, I think, they traded, the sons went to different, each program.
I see.
So I think Lou Jr. went to Minneapolis, and I think Brian came here.
I see.
And so here's Brian Dutcher, who's now an older man,
In
his 60s. He's now the head coach at San Diego State and has this super, super incredible run. And you're thinking, well, why isn't he a bigger place? Well, maybe he likes living in San Diego.
Yeah.
Because I would think Brian Dutcher.
I know, I've been to a leadership conference there. San Diego is so
pretty
awesome.
Pretty nice. Mm-hmm. And you know that Brian Dutcher is also, if he's in his 60s, then he's too old, right? No, he's going to go and... But Dusty May, the Florida Atlantic Cinderella guy, got his big job with Michigan. That was happening yesterday. Amazing. He just lost the basketball game. They already had a 5-year deal.
Right.
So that his people were talking to their people.
Right.
But Dusty May, another really good coach that has just entered the Big Ten. Great.
Right.
There's all good coaches in the Big Ten, man.
And Illinois women never trailed in route of a dominant win over Stony Brook yesterday at the State Farm Center. 79-62 was the final. So now we're playing Thursday at Tulsa, a number 3 seed, and we wish them all the best. Go ahead, Illini women in the Women's Basketball Invitational Tournament.
All right, one more clip here from the Saturday win over Duquesne with Coach Brad Underwood.
What a great start to the ballgame. I have so much respect for Keith Ambrott. What an unbelievable career. What a way for him to end his great win against BYU.
Yeah, they've upset BYU, and he's talking about Keith Ambrott, who's the coach at Duquesne. That's his final game. He retired after the season. LeBron James played for that coach high school.
And that's why the team got free shoes
free
and all
shoes,
that.
Free shoes, the whole thing. And, yeah, so LeBron was, I'm sure, watching, but heck of a win against BYU anyway.
Very, very talented team. I think they'd won 9 in a row and maybe 16 or 17 out of 19 or 20 to end the season. But these two guys, boy, they made a difference on the defensive side to start the game. They're two terrific guards I thought we did a good job on. And then we got out in transition. And when we get stops and rebound, we can be pretty special. So just kind of continued, a little lackadaisical to start the second half, letting them have 3 or 4 threes. But for the most part, you know, we got Marcus going in booty ball. You know, Coleman got us off to an elite start with his threes. You know, Terrence, those three guys, you know, pretty special players.
Start right here in the front row, Gina. Then there's one also on the left here. Go.
Jeremy Werner on Inquirer. Brad, you said yesterday to ask you, what does it mean to get this monkey off your back, program, and get to a Sweet 16, get to that next step?
Well, it's never been on my back. You guys have made that. These guys don't know anything about any of that. And I treat every team independently. I think for the program's sake, it's mind-blowing to me. And I think there's frustration that we had a 1 seed and got upset in this very game. But this program's elite. And to not be there in 18 or 19 years, to me, that's more mind-numbing. We had tough draws and a couple injuries and you get beat. And that's the beauty of March Madness. But it feels good to be advancing with this group. I've said all along, this is one of my favorite teams to coach. If not the favorite, and on to Boston.
Yep, on to Boston. They'll play TD Garden, across the street from the old Boston Garden, which they tore down in the 90s. The Boston Garden, iconic parquet floor. They still have the parquet floor, so pretty cool. if you're a basketball player or fan, to get to play in the Garden. I mean, it's not Madison Square Garden, but it was built to be like. In fact, I think when the Boston Garden was first built, it was called Boston Madison Square Garden.
Mm.
Or Boston Square Garden. Anyway, okay. They tried to emulate what Madison Square Garden had built earlier.
Right.
But that, you know, that Boston Garden originally was 1927. So they built a new one. It's still parquet flooring, still home of the Boston Celtics. And all those guys would probably feel pretty cool walking on the parquet because it's so unique looking floor.
With a 9:09 start, Piers might be a good choice to watch the game with a bunch of rowdy fans. And that's at 1609 Springfield Avenue. Our golf team in action, number 21, 34th Annual Duck Invitational at the Eugene, Oregon Country Club today and tomorrow. So go Illini there. You can follow at GolfStat. We have baseball starting this week. And so at 3:10, we'll have our St. Louis Cardinals using Miles Michaelis on the mound against the LA Dodgers. And the Cubs will take on Texas over on US 105.9 with Justin Steele on the mound. That's a 6:35 first pitch.
Okay. Again, I'll be in St. Louis for opening day in Busch. That'll be a week from Thursday. Mm-hmm. That's April 4th.
That's right.
Broadcasting live as we do every year. Looking forward to being there at opening day Busch Stadium. Little apprehensive about the way we have to start the year. 7 tough road games at the Dodgers and at a Mike Schilt coach Padre team.
That's right.
Former Cardinal skipper is now in San Diego. So we got to work hard. I think you'd take 3-4. Certainly 4-3 would be confetti.
Yep.
But the Dodgers are, you know, most, well, paid the most for payroll, for sure.
And actually, when I was at the wedding showcase at the Orpheum in the afternoon on Saturday, which was so fun, thank you, Amanda Jean, for running a great event, someone asked me about the Cardinals' bus trip to Busch.
Yep. How many times can I say working on? Every time I get a date, a bus goes away.
Okay, gotcha.
So I'm trying to get a bus, and we're leaning on, what did I tell you,
maybe
June 22nd?
Maybe Saturday, June 22nd.
We're leaning on a Saturday game. Mm-hmm. Which opens it up. The thing's going to be expensive, but I want a suite. I want the same deal we had last year. Everybody seemed to like it. And so we'll try and finalize today.
We'll keep you in the loop.
I've talked to everybody Friday and waiting to hear back from the Cardinals. So I'm just, yeah. Okay. Anybody else want to do this? Anybody? Show a hand.
That's right.
Who wants to organize a bus trip? 847.
Urbana Park District needs you this summer. Crystal Lake Family Aquatic Center is now open, and a few more lifeguards are needed. No experience, no problem. Aquatic staff will train you and get you certified. This is a great job for those 15 years of age or older and adults looking for a side gig or seasonal job. To apply, go to urbanaparks.org and fill out an application. If you have questions, call the Park District, 217-367-1544. Urbana Park District, you belong here. urbanaparks.org.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
All right, 848 in Champaign-Urbana, ESPN 93.5.
Father Joe's listening and texted, yeah. Chalk my rear. He didn't pick Marquette. He should have talked to me first.
Yes, Father, you're correct. I should have talked. Now, my hesitation was I wasn't sure if whoever the guy that won the game yesterday was healthy. I thought the lefty that really was amazing when they played here.
Okay.
The left-handed player that's so good, Kulak, uh-huh. K-U-L-A-K.
Okay.
He's been hurt. So I said, if there's any issue there, they're not going to go very far. That's why I was thinking, no disrespected, Father. I hope that Illinois plays Marquette in a title game. Wouldn't that be fun?
I think I have that.
Do you?
Yeah. So, in any case.
Way to make Father Joe feel good. All right. You're a good friend.
They'll be playing North Carolina State Friday.
Well, they got the hot team. Right. North Carolina State's hot. But Marquette, and Shaka Smart was rumored to go to Michigan. And Father had sent out on Facebook, he's not going anywhere. And he's right.
Okay.
Should talk to you before. And I'd have circled Marquette.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Van Nuys, Saturday, classic spring storminess across the heartland and the Corn Belt. And for East Central Illinois, wind and rainfall over the next 24 hours. Snow back into the plains and through the upper Midwest. Today, windy, turning milder. Note the wind advisory in effect right through tomorrow with a cloudy sky developing today and some scattered showers and thunderstorms breaking out as the later morning and afternoon wears on. Perhaps no more than a few sprinkles early on today at best. Highs up to 65. The south wind 20 to 30, gusts to 45. Miles per hour. Widespread showers, couple of thunderstorms for tonight through tomorrow morning. Lows tonight down to 54, up to 61 tomorrow morning, then falling temperatures in the afternoon. The southeast to south winds at 20 to 30, gusts to 45 miles per hour, will swing southwest tomorrow by afternoon. Windy, colder down to 31 tomorrow night, partly sunny, 47 on Wednesday, 55 Thursday, good Friday high 64, into the 60s over the Easter holiday weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and maybe some rainfall as well. For Stevie J, broadcasting meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Does your bank reward program keep you out of reach? Well, family, some banks have rewards. They have a select few and just kind of various catches. Fisher National Bank offers free rewards checking to everyone who are already doing things that you're probably already doing, like the 12 debit card purchases, receiving statements electronically, and having one direct deposit each month. It's real easy. Rewards checking requires no minimum balance, offers ATM fee refunds, and delivers an excellent annual percentage yield. Learn more at FisherNational.com. Fisher National Bank, exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
Don't miss out when Ancient Aliens Live lands in a town near you. The Out of This World Tour continues with 15 new dates announced across the country. Hear from the experts of Ancient Aliens live and in person.
All of you are on this journey with all of us together.
Get your tickets now at AncientAliensLiveTour.com.
Ancient Aliens Live, Project Earth, lands in the Virginia Theater Friday, March 29th. Tickets on sale now at thevirginia.org.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. Political news is sure to dominate the headlines in 2024, adding uncertainty to the markets. This makes a disciplined investment strategy even more critical to achieving your long-term goals. To assure your investments are aligned with your objectives, contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
All righty. So, we are winding up the program. It's, gosh, I don't know. Somebody's on this afternoon after 3. It's Lante and Kyle Tosk. I don't know when Derek's going to Boston, but maybe tomorrow. I don't know if he's on today.
You're right. He's boy, people are, yeah, you know, covering, have to navigate all of that.
I think they're probably driving.
Uh-huh.
How far is it to Boston, Massachusetts?
Lady Lynn came up to me at the Orpheum on Saturday afternoon at the wedding showcase saying, I'm surprised you're not in Omaha, Diane.
Well, it was a 7.5 hour drive,
right?
8 hours.
Okay.
But certainly reachable, and a lot of Lina fans did get out there. Uh-huh. I think most people drove.
So Boston will be a little more challenging. I think Boston,
you just put Champaign to Boston in Google? It'll say how far.
Okay.
I'm thinking that's 10 hours.
Okay.
I think it's a 10 hour swing, probably. Hmm. You can get a flight if you want to go, you know, Indy to Boston, probably.
Absolutely.
That'd be a quick trip. But if you checked airfares lately,
no.
Unfun.
Okay.
It's not
fun.
Not your $99 thing. By the way, the women are on ESPN Plus Thursday. That is a subscription, but you could probably get a free trial if you remember to cancel. But the women, the Illini women, are still playing, and they're at Tulsa, and that is on ESPN Plus. Thank you, David, for that.
Okay.
Good to know.
So it's a 15-hour, 53-minute drive from Champaign to Boston.
Oh, that's not drivable. That's a plane.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're adventurous.
15 hours? Is that far to Boston, Massachusetts? I guess it is way out on the...
That's how far it is to get down to Johnny in New Orleans.
Oh, you know, Johnny's less, 12.
Is that right?
Yeah, you can go straight through for 12.
Wow.
Okay, we're done.
Okay. Thank you, Illini.
Thank you, Diane. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We'll have fun all week long, so we appreciate the Illini giving us more spring in our step.
Always hear the show at steviejay.com. Enjoy your day.
All right, boys, this afternoon on The Drive After 3, this is ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Monday.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards in a while, a lot has changed. Go check them out just off University Avenue in Urbana.
What does the Apple Dumplin' Restaurant offer?
The Apple Dumplin' serves up homemade favorites. Fried chicken, sandwiches, delicious chicken and noodles, beef and noodles, meatloaf, all kinds of comfort food.
And of course, the apple dumpling with a scoop of ice cream, perhaps.
Visit this community treasure if you're looking for great people, great atmosphere, and great food in Urbana.
The Apple Dumpling Restaurant, open Tuesdays through Saturdays with a lunch buffet on Sundays. On High Cross Road in Urbana, you can look up the Apple Dumpling on Facebook.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
This is XYZ Insurance. How can I help?
I have a question about my home policy.
Okay, question about phone policy.
Home policy.
Okay, gnome policy.
H-O-M-E, home.
Technology is great, but sometimes it's better to talk with a real person. With Erie Insurance, you have a caring, independent agent who's with you from beginning to end.
We don't have any H-O-M-E's on record.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Ellers Insurance. Go to ErieInsurance.com for company licensure and product details.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
As Tapman's Towing celebrates 50 years of serving Central Illinois, we're always seeking good people to serve our great customers. Our team of expert tow professionals would like to interview others with CDLs, previous tow experience, or a strong interest in serving others. If you enjoy serving people, love working in the outdoors, and looking for a career, not just a job, we should talk soon. Do you have a strong desire but lack the experience? We should still talk. Visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champaign, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champaign. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com. And now, Kelsey Briggs, owner of Salon 105 in Mahomet.
We have a luxury destination salon located out here in Central Illinois, and we have stylists here for everybody and any need. We have a very wide range of stylists that can cover any needs. There is somebody that can provide any services from a perm to a balayage to extensions and everything in between. Every stylist that works here is certified in Bello Haven hand-tied extensions, and we do a lot of education. We bring in high-level educators from all over the world and invite local salons to come out here and learn. So not only do we welcome clients here, but we also welcome other stylists or salons in the area to come and learn.
To book your appointment at one of the premier salons in Central Illinois, go to salon-105.com. That's salon-105.com. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.